What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hello and welcome to today's episode of News Bites. I'm Paz Bueno.
And I'm Nancy Sun.
In today's stories, Kaohsiung offers sunny savings.
A man gets hundreds of vaccines.
And an adorable Arctic selfie.
Let's get started.
Top of Taiwan.
Kaohsiung 推动太阳能补助计划。Kaohsiung promotes solar subsidy program.
Imagine living in a world where the air is cleaner, the earth is greener, and our energy comes from the endless power of nature. This isn't just a dream, it's becoming a reality.
We now have renewable energy sources, 再生能源, like the sun, wind, and water. Unlike the energy we get from coal or oil, renewable energy never runs out.
从煤炭或石油获得的能源总会用完，再生能源却取之不尽，用之不竭。
Using renewable energy helps us cut down on, 减少, harmful gases that are bad for our health and the environment. Plus, it helps us save money and creates jobs for people who install and maintain these green energy systems.此外，它还帮我们省钱，并且创造工作机会，因为需要人力安装和维护再生能源系统。
In Kaohsiung City, there is exciting news for people who care about the earth and saving money.
The city government is offering a subsidy, 补助, for residents who want to put solar panels, 太阳能板, on their roofs.
Since March 20th, people can apply for the subsidy program. They can get up to 200,000 NT,
可以获得最高20万台币, to help pay for these solar panels.
This year, Kaohsiung has set aside 10 million NT just for this,
留了1000万台币的预算.
Last year, thanks to this help, many solar panels were installed.These panels can power,
供电,
thousands of houses for a long time.
Plus, people who have solar panels can even make money by selling the extra electricity back to the city.
可以将多余的电力卖回给市政府来赚钱。
These panels also help to keep houses cooler,
保持房屋凉爽,
when the weather is hot.
So, if you live in Kaohsiung and are interested in the idea of a cooler home, saving money, and helping the planet, now is the time to think about solar panels.
Going global.
德国男子接种217剂疫苗。German man gets 217 vaccine shots.
From 2020 to 2022, the world faced a big challenge. COVID-19 spread all over the planet, changing how we live in big ways. COVID-19 在全球蔓延，大大改变了我们的生活方式。
We all started wearing masks, 口罩, to keep safe. And getting vaccinated, 接种疫苗, became very important.
Vaccines, 疫苗, help us not get sick from the virus. To be fully vaccinated against COVID-19, health organizations said people needed to get 2 vaccine doses and a booster shot.
要对抗 COVID-19, 卫生组织表示人们需要接种两剂疫苗和一剂加强针。
It's also recommended, 建议, that people get more than 1 booster shot.
不止一剂的加强针
to protect them from the virus.
So maybe you know someone who got 3, 4, or even 5 vaccine shots. But what happens if you get more than that?
A 62-year-old man from Germany got more doses of COVID-19 vaccines than recommended. He got 217. That's right, 217 vaccine shots in 29 months.
他在29个月内接种了217剂疫苗。
Why did he do it? He says he was curious, 好奇, about what would happen if a person got vaccinated against COVID-19 many, many times.
At one point, he was getting shots almost every day, and people started to wonder what he was doing. Researchers, 研究人员, recently studied him and found something interesting. They found that getting so many shots didn't change his health much.他的健康状况没怎么改变。
He didn't get sick with COVID-19, but it's not clear why. Doctors and scientists are very interested in what happens to him.
But they remind us this is just one person's unusual story. 这只是一个人的不寻常的故事。This story is fascinating, but we should always follow professional health advice, 专业的健康建议。
The Recap.
So, in today's News Bites, Kaohsiung City is offering a subsidy for people who want to put solar panels on their roofs. Since March 20th, people can apply for the subsidy program. They can get up to 200,000 NT to help pay for these solar panels.
And a 62-year-old man from Germany got 217 COVID-19 vaccine doses. He says he was curious about what would happen if a person got vaccinated against COVID-19 many, many times. Researchers found that getting so many shots didn't change his health much. He didn't get sick with COVID-19, but it's not clear why.
The word selfie means taking a photo of yourself. This fun word became really popular and was even added to the English dictionary in 2013.
Today, we've got a special report about a unique selfie coming from 10-year-old Vincent, who studies at Hamu Elementary School in Jiayi County.
Hello, everyone. Recently, a group of penguins in Antarctica was caught on camera taking a selfie.Researchers set up a camera to monitor the penguin colony, and one curious penguin waddled over and pecked at the lens, capturing an interesting close-up shot of its beak. This adorable moment shows the playful side of these fascinating birds. Thank you.
Penguin selfies? I have to go take a look.
If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites at icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode. We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.